KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky. It's 31 degrees. We'll look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a high near 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Topping state news, three people died and two others were injured in an accident Thursday morning at the Walmart store in Pella. Sergeant Nathan Ludwig with the Iowa State Patrol says the 911 call was made at 9:54 a.m. Thursday about a Ford pickup that had entered the market and pharmacy entrance of Walmart. He said there were five victims.
And there are three confirmed fatalities of individuals that were in the store at the time of this. There are two that were transported to a local hospital with injuries. As far as their status, I don't know that, but one of those two was the driver of the pickup.
He also didn't know much more about the people who died in the store. He said that they were believed to be customers or workers, but Sergeant Ludwig didn't have any names or ages. Jim Frank, an employee of the Pella Walmart, was an eyewitness to the accident.
I had just walked through this area. Probably not 5 seconds later, I heard a terrible big bang. It was almost like a shot went off, and then it was like a train was coming through the store. I had time to turn around. There was a silver flash. There was a pickup that came through the entrance to Walmart. And there was debris everywhere.
He said it's hard to believe it was happening.
Everybody was in shock. They transported all of the Pella Walmart employees to the community center, got statements, had counseling there for anybody that needed it. And there were several people that were quite upset, as you can imagine.
Frank says several employees were trying to process what had happened.
It was just something like a horror picture. It just happened so fast. And it was just a pickup, came right through the front of the door.
He also did not know any more about the victims of the accident. Don French, who was off duty Thursday morning and shopping in the Pella store at the time of the crash, told the Des Moines Register that he heard the crash and rushed to see what happened. He found a horrific scene with the pickup inside the store, crashed into a refrigerated fresh produce display, and severely injured people. French became emotional when he said he was told two of the dead were co-workers. And as I mentioned, authorities have not yet released the identities of those killed and injured. The store remains closed while the accident is under investigation and until repairs can be made. Outside the Pella Walmart late Thursday afternoon, an impromptu memorial display was taking place to remember those who died and were injured in the crash. The Creston Police Department says this morning a woman living in the 600 block of North Levi Street reported Thursday night that someone had damaged her garage door. The incident happened sometime between noon and 6:15 p.m. Thursday. The damage was estimated at $300. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, repairs will soon be complete on a broken elevator at a Lamar's apartment building, allowing some elderly and disabled residents easy access to the outside world for the first time since August. Fire Chief David Shipper said the elevator at the five-story floor Valley Apartments is expected to be in operation today or by the beginning of next week. Shipper said special parts for the elevator have had to be made and shipped from Pennsylvania. One part was dropped down the elevator shaft and broke a couple of weeks ago, slowing down the repair process even more. Larry Schmitz, a fifth-floor resident, said he's only been able to leave the building four times since August. Paramedics had to assist Schmitz up and down the stairs on two of those occasions. A Sioux City nonprofit is suing the owner of the former Sioux City Riverboat Casino. The Sioux City Journal says Community Action Agency of Sioux City is seeking nearly $2 million in revenue-sharing payments on behalf of itself and as many as 54 other nonprofits that have received grants from the Missouri River Historical Development, or MRHD. MRHD is a state-licensed nonprofit group that distributed some of the casino's gambling profits. The Bell of Sioux City, which operated the casino, was a subsidiary of Penn National Gaming Incorporated. Penn stopped making payments to MRHD in April of 2013 after suing it for breach of contract. Penn had sought an appointment of a third party to distribute the funds until the lawsuit against MRHD was settled, but that request was denied. Community Action's lawsuit is trying to collect those withheld funds. Well, law officers and banks are on alert in northwest Iowa after a man trying to defraud at least four banks in the region this week. Lamar's Police Sergeant Jay King says the suspect used the same tactics at each stop, including at the Kingsley State Bank in Lamar's.
What he did is he would take a stolen check, a forged check, and write it out for a large amount, deposit it into a real account of somebody who was not involved in any of this, but keep an amount of cash out, basically causing an act of theft for the amount that he kited from the check.
Police are circulating a photo of the man, which you can see under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com.
The subject had been described as a person about 40 to 50 years of age with a close-cut haircut. He was wearing an ace bandage on his right arm, dressed in a business attire. He then drove away in a white Chevy Impala.
It appears the same suspect also tried the scam at two Sioux County banks in Granville and Alton, and later at a bank in Sioux City. Officials would not say how much money was involved. The Iowa Department of Corrections reports a male inmate at the Sioux City Work Release Facility, or WRF, who was listed as escaped last night when he failed to return to the facility from his place of employment, was apprehended early this morning. 32-year-old Michael Allen Meyer had been ordered to work release following a lifetime sex offender special sentence parole, or SSP, revocation on October 13th. He was transferred to SSP in February of 2014. His sentence for sexual abuse in the third degree out of Woodbury County had begun in November of 2010. Police say a three-year-old boy has died from injuries suffered during a November 22nd car crash in downtown Des Moines. Sergeant Paul Parizic said that David Ray died Thursday, 9 days after the car he was riding in rear-ended a pickup truck and then struck a delivery truck before finally coming to rest in a parking lot. The Des Moines Register reports the boy's father, who was driving, 46-year-old So Ray, died earlier from injuries he suffered in that crash. A Northern Iowa family suspects their dog, Sammy, of starting a fire that destroyed their kitchen. Mike Nils of Luverne says he found 3-foot flames, that is, climbing up his kitchen cabinets on November 23rd. Nils turned off the stove and alerted his wife, Lindsay. The couple then helped their 2-year-old daughter and 4 dogs escape. The fire gutted the kitchen and left a coat of soot in the living room. Nils said he can't be sure, but he suspects their 7-year-old dog, Sammy, of jumping onto the gas stove. The stove's knob was pushed to the ignite position and was still clicking in the empty kitchen when Nils smelled smoke. He speculates that Sammy, a Wienermeyer, jumped up to sniff around and hit the button. Several Iowa City businesses were forced to evacuate after a construction crew struck a gas line. Fire crews arrived at the scene around 6 p.m. Thursday. The line break was located in an alley next to the Hamburg Inn No. 2, a popular diner near the downtown Iowa City area. Fire trucks, a police squad car, and an ambulance blocked roadways around the area. The Hamburg Inn No. 2, I See Ugly's Taste of China, and Oasis were all evacuated at around 6:30 p.m. Businesses on the other side of North Lynn Street were not affected there in Iowa City. And a group representing chambers of commerce and economic development organizations in Iowa's 16 largest cities issued its annual wish list for the upcoming session of the Iowa legislature. Jason Hutchison, chair of the Iowa Chamber Alliance, or ICA, said one of his group's top priorities is tax reform.
The Tax Foundation ranks Iowa's business climate 40th in the nation in its 2017 State Business Tax Climate Index. Major reason for Iowa's persistently poor showing is tax complexity. Our state's complex system makes Iowa less competitive and requires a cumbersome explanation to prospective businesses.
Hutchison is also president and CEO of the Greater Burlington Partnership. John Steinman, executive director of the ICA, says one possibility to simplifying Iowa's tax system might involve eliminating federal deductibility.
Certainly federal deductibility can be on the table. It does definitely complicate our tax code. What's important there, however, is that if we are going to move away from federal deductibility, that we do so in a way that does not inadvertently raise taxes, because, you know, right now that federal deductibility does have a net decrease on Iowans' tax bill.
Currently, Iowa is one of a handful of states to permit tax filers to deduct all payments made to the federal government in calculating their state income tax liability. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce said another priority of the Iowa Chamber Alliance is a statewide-only minimum wage.
Any adjustments to the minimum wage should be done at the state level, not by local government entities.
McGowan is vice chair of the ICA. Steinman said for now the ICA is staying neutral on the idea of a hike in the statewide minimum wage. Instead, the group is only calling on the legislature to halt the patchwork of local rates that are higher than the current state standard of $7.25 an hour.
It's very challenging for businesses of all sizes to have to hopscotch across different municipalities, sometimes literally crossing the street, where the wage is one level on one side of the street and a different wage on the other side of the street. That's very difficult for our existing businesses and how they operate. from small to large.
The Alliance is also calling on the legislature to develop forward-looking programs to encourage entrepreneurship and attract investment while creating a predictable and responsive regulatory environment. The 2017 legislative session begins January 9th. Republicans will hold a majority in both the Iowa House and Senate over the next 2 years. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.